to overload. And nobody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown? Types to a waging world. A mother feels so shocked. Father's world is rocked. And their thoughts turn to their own little girl. Sweet 16 ain't a peachy keen. Now it ain't so neat to admit defeat. They can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reasons do you need? Oh,
tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why
I don't like.
Girl, moms and dads and children of all ages. Welcome to the first broadcast of 2018 here on Vegas Nonstop on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM and also live on Facebook at Jonathan Scott LV. And it's true, I don't like Mondays. I really don't like Mondays. And they're out of coffee here at NBC Sports Radio. There's no coffee in the room. There's no straws. Joining us, my co-host for the last 7 years, Jeffrey with a G, line one. Go ahead.
Johnny John, first Monday of the new year. How are you?
Well, it's the second Monday. It's our first Monday. How was your holidays?
My holidays were great. I was here in town. I saw you a couple of times at a Christmas party and a couple of other times. It was nice to be in town. I'm not always here. The last couple of years, I have stayed in town throughout Christmas and New Year's. And listen, Christmas in Vegas is a good time.
Also joining us, Johnny J. Domenico. It's not a J, is it? Johnny
no,
D. Domenico.
It's D. Actually, my middle name is Francis, but don't call me Francis.
Psycho. I'll call you Psycho instead of Francis.
You call me Francis, I'll kill you. You touch my stuff, I'll kill you.
Or any of my stuff, I'll kill you. Now, we saw each other over at Dreitzer's family picnic.
Yeah, that is a tradition. You have to start the year off at Dreitzer's. It's just not right.
Thank you very much. Yeah,
the Dreitzer annual first of January soiree.
And food fest.
It's
a food fest.
I must say, Jonathan, kudos to you, Jonathan, because you got out of a deathbed. I mean, I couldn't believe you actually made it. We had to give him a couple of IVs, but he stayed for the couch. Party. It was great.
Yeah, the saline solution worked really well. Terrific. Just get the IV going, started tapping my arm.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we saw each other a couple times. We all saw each other a couple times over the holidays.
Absolutely,
but we haven't seen Coco Vinny since before he was on Shark Tank.
Yeah, I was in California. It was a good month.
Can you move the microphone a little closer to your face?
Hanukkah and Christmas was good.
That's right. You're a Mexican Jew.
Yes, sir.
So celebrate
both
Cinco de Jew.
Cinco de
Hanukkah. The fifth day of Hanukkah is very special.
We have spicy latkes at our
spicy
house.
Spicy latkes with peppers. So you brought your ukulele, and you're going to treat us to a little ukulele?
We'll play a little ukulele today. Well, okay, it's Elvis' birthday today.
It's Elvis' birthday. Happy birthday. Especially, I'm going to have you do that in a little bit. But okay, yeah, let's
start. You want to hear something?
I want to hear some Elvis on ukulele.
You can knock me down. Spit in my face, spread my name all over the place. You do anything that you want to do, but honey, lay over my shoes, cause don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything, but lay off my blue suede shoes. Oh, yeah.
Very nice.
You can knock me down, sit on my face.
No. Spread my cocos all over the place.
Give me bad credit.
That was New Year's Eve for you, John.
I love hearing music. What's the old lang syne? Is that coming through my phone? Why is that?
John, what are you playing with now over there? Come on, man.
What do you got going on, Johnny?
Didn't we tell you we had a show to do?
I don't know what we just can't stop Christmas.
He's got Christmas on loop.
He's got all sorts of stuff coming out of his phone. He's a mess.
I don't know what that was all about. We had Christmas going on.
I heard something, too.
It was Auld Lang Syne. Maybe we said, Happy New Year, and Facebook just automatically goes up. Yeah. Auld Lang Syne.
That's what we need, Facebook to start.
So anyway, I don't know, Facebook friends, if you're hearing Auld Lang Syne in the background. So let's get started and talk about, we've talked about everybody was doing. Let's talk about the weekend, Jeffrey with the G Line One. Go ahead. Let's talk a little bit about the playoff games that were over the weekend. I was glued to the couch for two games on Saturday and two games on Sunday. But how did you do?
I actually did well. I rode all the dogs.
All the dogs came in on
the line, and two of them won outright. Right. So Saturday, Tennessee came back from 21-3 down at halftime. Making a lot of noise over there, buddy.
I know.
Thank you. All right. Bobby's not here to scold you, tell you to be quiet.
Heavy breathing.
Exactly. The heavy breathing. Yeah. He's like his Darth Vader impression. Look at this. Camera's falling down, doesn't know what's going on.
And that's before the show.
He's been out of practice for 3 weeks now, folks. You'll have to forgive him. Very interesting games this weekend. Some better than others. We have flying microphones now. Tennessee at Kansas City on Saturday was the weirdest game I've ever seen in my life. KC, an 8-point favorite, goes up 21-3 at halftime and lays an absolute egg in the second half. Doesn't score. Tennessee comes back, scores Mariota and company score 19 straight points. They win 22-21. Excuse me.
Yeah, I mean, it was classic Andy Reid football, right?
Seriously.
You hit January, this is what happens. But I think it's actually a real big step forward for the Titans, whatever happens this week. I think for them to win that playoff game like that on the road
at Arrowhead
in KC, unbelievable.
Without DeMarco Murray.
Unbelievable.
Only Henry in the backfield.
Yeah.
And Mariota really stepped up. I don't know if you saw one of the wackiest plays I've ever seen in football. He's on the 10-yard line. He goes to throw to his tight end. The defenseman jumps up, blocks the ball. It comes back to Mariota. He catches it, runs in for a touchdown.
Yeah.
So in the box score, it's a touchdown from Mariota to Mariota.
Yes, it's
that. That had to be the craziest play of the weekend.
How bizarre!
But they said that has happened once before, like 30 years ago or something.
No, maybe like 15 or 20 years ago. Actually, John Gruden brought it up.
But really good to see. I don't know, you know, where they end up this week against the Pats in New England. That's always a hard one. But they took a big step forward. Very good for the Titans, I think.
I totally agree with you. The rest of the games this weekend were okay. I mean, that Buffalo-Jacksonville game was an absolute snoozer.
Yeah, and you know, and you get these texts during the game from all your friends who are Buffalo Bills fans. They're just waiting for the shoe to drop. And then I get a great text at the end from my friend Mike. He says, I think Tyrod Taylor just got killed.
He did.
Yeah, I mean,
did you see him get knocked out?
Yeah, like they thought literally
like thought
that
he was dead.
Yes.
He got like snapped in half, smacked his head. And then, of course, Peterson comes in for four plays and ends up throwing an interception.
Yeah, well, he, you know, no surprise there. But I must say, my team this year, late bandwagon, since I'm a Giant fan, right? The Falcons looked tremendous. Money line win
absolutely.
In Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Tremendous.
Actually, Tennessee and the Rams are both money line wins on Saturday. I got to tell you, I was very disappointed in Sean McVay and the Rams this weekend. I thought the play calling was terrible. You have one of the best weapons in all of football this year with Todd Gurley.
Right.
And you run the ball 14 times?
Yeah, I mean, look, this was their first playoff run. Young quarterback against Matt Ryan. I think that was a great bet, and it certainly showed off. And I think Atlanta is the hot team right now.
Well, there's two really hot teams right now. Because if you look at what the Saints did yesterday, that team is also on fire.
And
for the first time, they're not relying simply on Drew Brees to win games for them because they have a two-headed monster in the backfield with Kamara and Ingram. And their defense is really playing very, very well.
They are. There's no question that's going to be interesting. And I'm looking for some upsets this weekend. We'll see.
Well, I'll tell you, the other thing I noticed yesterday, Cam Newton is really annoying to watch. He really is. He has
annoying?
No. Yeah, he really is.
Is that a sports term? Yeah.
Well, no. It's like annoying. You're watching this guy on the field. You know he's got all the talent in the world. He took his team to the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Where he laid an egg against a very good Denver defense. But honestly, on the field, enough with the dancing and the smiling and the first downs. You're losing. You're losing.
That's part of the style, and I don't mind when the players express themselves.
Yeah, when you're winning or after a touchdown, okay.
Maybe.
This guy runs for a 12-yard first down, and he thinks he just won something.
Well,
they don't give participation awards in the NFL.
What bothers me more about him are those hats that he wears after the game.
Oh, Jonathan loves those.
He looks like the mask. Hats? He looks like Jim Carrey in the mask.
When he looks like Huggy Bear.
I call it fashion forward.
Yes.
Fashion forward.
He looks like Huggy Bear.
Well, now he's in the offseason, so he can acquire all the hats he wants.
Again.
Yeah.
Again, you know, one of the hottest teams during the year. I think they finished 13-3 or 12-4, and again, they're out in the first round.
Yeah. Again, that Buffalo game was terribly boring.
It was.
You know, our friend Angelo Casero from the Town Square Lounge was packed with Buffalo Bills fans where you could get a beef on weck.
You have to know that Jacksonville's defense was going to key on Shady McCoy because that's really their only weapon. If I see another draw play to McCoy up the middle for a yard or nothing, it's like, come on, guys, come up with a better plan.
That's most of what they had.
Well, I mean, listen, you do have some receivers, right? You have Sammy Watkins.
Yeah, but he wasn't great this
year. Not Sammy Watkins.
No,
he went to the Rams. Yeah, he has another receiver out there. You have Charles Clay at tight end. Do a little play action. Fake him out a bit. Do a little a rollout with Tyrod Taylor. So, something to make it interesting.
I still think, relatively speaking, a bunch of really interesting teams took a step forward, the Bills being one of them. Obviously, Minnesota being another. New Orleans. It's good to
Let
see
me
some
ask
new
that.
Blood.
Okay,
good to see
going
some
into
blood.
This weekend, we have some pretty great games, right? Tennessee at New England. New England has no business being a 14-point favorite in this game.
Why don't we start with Falcons versus the Eagles? Because that's the first game on Saturday. It's a 1:35 game.
This may be the first game in forever where...
First time ever.
Where
at the one seed at
the
home.
The one seed is an underdog.
At home.
And it's not inconsequential. I think it's 3 points.
It is 3 points.
So that's rather amazing. I mean, obviously, there's reasons why with the quarterback out.
Well, no Carson Wentz. He went out in week 14, and obviously Nick Foles has stepped in. Not nearly the... Dude, what are you doing over there?
We have technical difficulties on our
Facebook. Papier-mâché, reading the paper, arts and crafts class.
I don't know which way the Facebook thing is. Like, we're upside down
these
on our
guys,
heads.
Like, how the hell do these guys have a radio show?
So I've got a 2.5, Atlanta 2.5, and they're playing in Philly.
Atlanta's now 3.
Yep.
Total 41.5.
The team that's hot right now is the team that goes forward, and I think Atlanta's going to... at minimum, get to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl.
I think this could be a trap game, and I really think so. Because,
what do you mean by that?
Well, Atlanta is a dome team, okay?
Right.
That's true.
They played in L.A. this weekend. I doubt the weather really affected them. Well, guess what? They're going to the East Coast to play the number one seed, who, yes, is missing their starting quarterback. I don't think it's going to be the kind of environment that plays to Atlanta's strengths.
Ryan's a Boston College guy. They know how to play in cold weather.
That kid hasn't played outside in 10 years.
They know how to do it. Well, I still like Atlanta in that game. I think they're the hot team at the right time.
I agree.
So then Saturday...
I'm going to take the Eagles at home in quote-unquote an upset, but I'll take 3 points at home with the Eagles in the number one seed.
Home dogs. We love home dogs.
First of all, that defense is still great. Special teams is great. They have good weapons, and they can run the ball.
And Johnny's checking the weather. 32 degrees in Philly.
I bet my coconuts on Atlanta.
Johnny, what do you think about your Eagles?
I didn't realize you were an Eagles fan.
Well, I'm from Philly.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I'm from Philly. Here's the problem with the Eagles historically is they come out of the gate great, and then they have some spectacular games, and then halfway through they fall apart. Something happens. You know, either their energy goes or they have a major injury or just something, and they can never just close the deal on their season.
Sounds like Cubbies fans until last year.
Well, they lost, you know, the Eagles lost their quarterback, they lost their left tackle, and, you know, we'll see what happens. But like I said, I'm all in on the Falcons, the NFC.
There is no doubt that the Falcons are playing great ball all around right now. They also have a two-headed monster in the backfield with Freeman and... Coleman.
Coleman.
This is going to be defensive game, low-scoring game, and I think the Eagles grind out a field goal win.
We're going to take our first commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 9:20 a.m., and yes, I've had coffee.
I said see, Ryder, oh, see what you have done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I said see, Ryder, oh, see what you have done.
Yeah, yeah,
oh, girl, you made me love you. Now your loving man has gone. Yeah, what I say.
Jonathan's got back from
Red I'm going.
Break. Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 9:20 a.m. Vegas Nonstop. And it's Elvis's birthday. Happy birthday. Thank you very much. To the king, the king of rock and roll. Also, David Bowie's birthday would have been today as well. So there's celebrations all over the music. Yeah, David Bowie and Ground Control to Major Tom. A couple of announcements. Friday, the Sammy Davis Jr. movie is going to be shown at the Jewish Film Festival out at the Suncoast.
That makes sense.
And our friend Manny Davis is coming in, Sammy's son. And Jeffrey finds it so funny that there's a Jewish Film Festival.
With Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah, he was Jewish.
Thank you. I get the irony of it, but it's still kind of funny.
Well, I like funny. That.
You don't think Sammy Davis Jr. and go, hey, let's get together at the JCC.
Yeah, you do. I do.
They have a biography of Rod Carew, I think, right?
I didn't know he was Jewish.
He is. He was. He
it's
is.
Actually right. Alive. Rod Carew is a Jew.
I believe he is. He was ill, but he's still alive. I think they amputated his leg.
Okay.
Wow. Welcome to Who's a Jew and Who's Not.
I am.
Show. You're a Mexican Jew. A Mexican Jew. Proving again that there's Jews all over the world.
What's the best Mexican Jewish joke you've ever heard?
Well, I get confused when I go into the store. I don't know whether to steal it or ask for a bargain.
So. There you go. He came with material. He came with material, not just a ukulele and some empty coconuts.
They're full, baby. You just got to suck on them. You got to suck on them.
Boy,
you
gotta learn how to do that. I had a dollar every time I heard that.
He sits down, he eats some Corona and Kugel.
Corona and Kugel, my friends. Corona and Kugel. So a couple of great shows that we recommend. The Misbehave Game Show over at Bally's. Great show. It's at 8 o'clock. Check on what nights. I don't think it's every night, but it's just hilarious. One of the funniest shows you're ever going to see. Tenors of Rock over at Harrah's.
They're amazing.
Love those guys.
Tenors of Rock, great. Jimmy. They're from the UK.
Strong.
They're great.
I work out with those guys sometimes. They're awesome.
Yeah. Well, you were talking to me before about your regimen. You just drink coconuts and push-ups till you puke.
Biking, swimming, running, lifting.
Spoken like a Jewish Mexican.
Yeah, we're doing Iron Man June 2018.
Wow.
Kona, baby.
That's fantastic.
Wow.
Nice.
You got to drink coconuts after every workout.
I would if I could get it out of here.
You
got to
suck on it. It's airtight.
Suck it.
Did you bring this?
Suck these nuts.
This is his product.
It's my invention.
Cocoa Taps, and we're going to talk about this in a second when I get my announcements out.
Oh, this is great.
Also, comedian Tom Green is over at Bally's, and it's called The Back Room. It's a nice little...
It's a great space. That is a great space, and it's a great place to see him. You are truly up close and personal, and there's not a bad seat in the house, and it's a very funny show. And if you are a Tom Green fan or knew of him, it's kind of a great retrospective of all of his work. And he's a funny guy. He's naturally funny. You know, if you saw his show, you didn't necessarily think that.
I like the material about his one testicle.
Yeah.
That's the highlight of the show is talking about... His left nut.
Is that unibolism?
It's like a Lance Armstrong kind of a thing.
Got it.
Also, the Bronx Wanderers, friends of ours, Vinny Sr. and Vinny Jr., great guys, great show. That is also over at Bally's. That's in the Window Showroom.
Yeah.
And also, we've got to give a shout-out to Menopause the Musical. Even most women don't even want to hear that title.
That's a hilarious show.
With Cindy Williams, our friend Cindy Williams from Laverne and Shirley. So those are a couple of shows. The Cocktail Cabaret is off this week because of Consumer Electronics Show being here. But it's a 5 o'clock show, and that's over at Caesars Wednesday through Saturday. Talk about talent in that show. Just an incredible Eric Jordan Young, Maren Wade. It's just a great cast that's in it. Our friend Keith Thompson is a producer and arranger. Composer Showcase this Wednesday, which if you've never seen the Composer Showcase, it's all original music. It's at the Smith Center for the Performing Arts. It's a 10:30 show, a little bit late, but you know everybody that's in a show goes and writes their original music.
And it's fantastic. There is so much talent in this town.
it's one of the best shows.
I don't think people realize. I mean, there's big shows here and all these different things, but to have these composers do this show and you hear this music and you're just so impressed by how accomplished everyone is and how great their music is.
Also tonight, Kelly Clinton Holmes has her open mic over at the Bootlegger. I think that starts about 9 or whenever she's ready to start. That's also a lot of fun. Great pizza, great food over at the Bootlegger. And while we're talking about food, I've got to talk about Bertalian Italian Restaurant on Eastern Horizon Ridge. Went there over the weekend. Speaking about kosher, the pork chops there are just great. I think the best pork chops in town would be at Bertalian Italian Restaurant on Eastern. Chef Carlo Pellegrino. Incredible food. You've met Carla before.
Oh, I love Carla. She's amazing. She's amazing. Everything she makes is just delicious. Everything she touches. She's
great, great wine collection. Great.
She's so passionate about food, and you can in every the way she puts every dish together, the way she cooks everything, all the textures. You can really see why she's so successful.
So that's it for the announcements. There's a new spa that's opening up called Udaman, and that's going to be
Udaman,
2970 South St. Rose Parkway, and they're running a special. It's a massage therapy spa, and they're offering a 90-minute session for the price of a 60-minute session if you mention Vegas Nonstop. 2970 St. Rose Parkway, give them a call at 702-566-3800. 566-3800. Treat yourself to a massage. So, guys, I want to talk a little bit about the shows that you've been on. Coco, Vinny, and John. You know, you guys, John's been on America's Got Talent and a litany of other kinds of shows. Mm-hmm. And Vinny was on Shark Tank just recently. So, Vinny, let's start with you and let's talk about the experience and what you did to prepare and what, you know, we only see what we see on television. What happens? What's the whole process? What happens when you first? You reached out to them, right?
Well, so they have open auditions all over the country, and they see 50,000 applicants every season. And I stood in line for hours, and they give you 1 minute. You have a 1 minute pitch. And so after the 1 minute pitch, they give you a call back if they like your action. Then they want you to send in videos and mountains of paperwork. But even before all that, you have to build a real business with a real invention and a real company, and that's a challenge in itself. So once I did that, I had to do that twice. That whole schmagaggle, we had to do it twice.
Twice?
So
I have to translate schmagaggle because I don't even think that's a real Yiddish word.
No, the schmagaggle. So anyways.
Schmagaggy?
So it was tough. So because they, you know, after the first season went by and my audition, I got callbacks and videos and this and that. Anyways, finally, after about a year and a half, I got on. They called me and said, "You're on."
You slept with Mark Cuban, didn't
and
you?
Then no, but he on my nuts, that's for sure. And so, anyways, it was
coconuts.
The engineer just had a
shave.
Oh no, you did it!
Shave,
oh
sweet,
no, you
juicy.
Did it!
A lot of nuts today, Johnny.
So, anyways, it was a very growth experience, you know, that for me, I'll never be the same. It was great. It was tough. You know, I went in playing the ukulele, singing, and then I did my pitch. And then when everybody went out, then I was like, all right, well, I wasn't going to just turn around and leave. I played my way out, didn't turn my back. So I kind of moonwalked my way out playing, and it was a great experience.
So just what is the day like when they call you in? Like, are you there like a 12-hour day? Like, walk us through the day that you're on set on Shark Tank.
There was multiple days. So we had to set up the whole set and get everything ready. It was tough. I mean, it was a lot of different moving parts. And then they, you know, you don't even know what's going on. They're like, okay, well, you got to be here at this time. And then they change times. And
if you can't make it, you're screwed, right?
Like, yeah, you just got to commit to the whole on their schedule. So
wow.
It was amazing, though. I had my own star trailer. It was really fun. It was a neat experience.
And the day that you shot, how many other people were there doing their pitches?
I have no idea because they...
They isolated
everybody from everybody.
Oh, wow.
And so I went on to my pitch and I was out and I was gone.
So can you talk about who liked you, who didn't, or how did that all work out?
They all loved us. They all loved our product. They all said nice things. Basically, they told me that I wasn't focused, which... Can you imagine me not focused?
No.
I was going to say the same thing,
really. You're a little out of focus right now.
Yeah.
Right. On Facebook, you're not in focus at all on Facebook.
Oh, good.
Well, how long were you in there when you were in front of the sharks?
That's 40 minutes of back and forth. 40 minutes of
that sounds like an
hammering.
Interrogation.
Oh, it was awful. It was crazy. and they're all hitting you at the same time, mm-hmm. interrupting you. I couldn't even finish a thought. It was just interjection after interjection. I'll forget about that. What about this? And forget about you and this. The sharks were like fighting, and they're all screaming things at the same time at you. It was crazy.
Did the process make your business better? Did it give you things that you didn't think of before?
The experience made our pitch better, made our business model tighten a little bit. We focused better. Yeah, it improved. It helped us.
Talk about
nice.
Your product a little bit.
Nice.
Let's talk about Coco Taps.
So I invented the Coco Taps toolkit, and It basically allows you to tap a fresh coconut. So
I'd love to do that.
Nut.
I love to tap a fresh coconut.
You know, I'm not a player, but I tap a lot. And one thing is true is that when you drink fresh from the coconut, it's from the tree. There's no plastics in it. And our whole mission is to create healthy people and a healthy planet. So we're actually eliminating the plastic bottles that end up in the ocean and in the landfills. So cocoa love is what we say. It's health, wealth, cocoa love, and happiness. Yeah. Our product creates that, and we're excited. We're in 20 resorts, 60 restaurants already, and it's growing like coconuts.
So let me ask you a question. How do you know when you have yourself a situation where you got a business and you're at the point where you're ready to take it up to the next level? How do you know?
When you can get on Shark Tank with it, when people are calling you for orders. I mean,
are there anybody else who has anything similar to this? Is there another? Is this a totally unique proprietary?
This is our own patented system, and it is fresh from the coconut.
It tastes fantastic.
It's not pasteurized. It's good stuff.
There's no doubt that the product is amazing. I've tasted it before. It's the best coconut water I've ever tasted. My question to you is, with the rise of popularity of coconuts in general, are you worried about a shortage?
You know, there's
supply chain.
There's going to be some demand issues there, but we're not worried. I mean, there's millions and millions and millions coming out of Indonesia, Philippines, Thailand. I mean,
are you able?
I have to say this.
Go ahead.
He's sitting here with a ukulele, and he's got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
I don't know the song, but I know who wrote the song.
Tiny Tim, I assume.
No, Merv Griffin.
Griffin wrote the song.
So, Johnny, I want you to talk about, I know you're on America's Got Talent, but talk about the litany of shows that you've been on.
Well, I've been on Conan O'Brien about 70 times. I've been on Chelsea Handler. I've done 50 appearances on Fox News, primarily on Red Eye. I'm the voice of Trump on the Trump Cast, which has been running 2.5 years now, which is part of the Slate family on Panoply. That was voted one of the top 10 political podcasts. So, and I just finished shooting. I shot a movie over in England earlier this year where I played Lord Trumpet. We shot in Maidstone, England, at King Henry VIII's castle. So that film should be out soon.
But when you've gotten some of the judging talent shows, how crazy does that make you?
It's kind of infuriating because as a performer and as an athlete, but when you're a performer, one of the really important things is that everything's right. Everything is, you're in control of everything, and a lot of times, and America's Got Talent, you're not really in control. You're kind of out of control, and you have to kind of buy into their vision of what they want you to do. And they had called me for 2 years to be Howie Mandel on the show. And they called and called and called, and they kept, we'd love to have you on. It'd be great television. And I kept saying no, because what they wanted was for me to be Honest Howie with a bunch of briefcase girls and to come out and do this choreographed number. And I said, wow, that sounds great. I said, who's going to hire the briefcase girls? And they said, well, you. And I said, well, who's going to get their order? They said, well, you. I said, well, who's going to buy the briefcases? Well, you. And I said, what? So I came back to them and said, I have an idea how to do this. Well, I'll do Deal or No Deal as Howie, because that's what they wanted.
Right.
And Trump will be the banker, and Ozzy will be the contestant.
Funny.
And that was my bit.
So you would do all three of them?
I did all three characters, and I did a stand-up bit. And they did we were at Webster Hall in New York, which is enormous. And they had me enter from the back as Howie, and I was doing all the fist bumps.
I heard you like to enter from the back.
What's that?
Nothing. It's me being an idiot again.
And that whole bit went really great. But when I got on stage, the day that we shot was a weekday, and we were in New York City, and it was an in-service day. So the entire audience was high school and 7th and 8th graders from the New York school district.
And they just didn't get it.
Nobody.
Crickets.
No, booing. Straight out, like,
get
booing.
Off, we hate you.
Yeah, yeah. They didn't get the bit. And like matter of fact, everybody that day got kind of ripped apart. So, but it's a long process. Like, it was 2 days there. You're basically enslaved while you're there. It just feels very disempowered, constantly, we'll do this and say this and say that. And then it's like, well, I wouldn't say that. We'll say it anyway. And, we won't use it. So you're like, oh, whatever. And then since the Trump thing has taken off, they've called me repeatedly over and over, and I just said no, because I didn't like the way the experience went.
We're going to get to the Trump thing in a minute. We're going to take another commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM. Stay right where you is.
Yeah.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking. So call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
Hey, Las Vegas, are you building your new dream home, adding skylights, or are you a general contractor looking for the best window treatments in the valley? Windows Plus, the number one window and glass door provider in Las Vegas, invites you to call them for a free estimate or stop by their modern showroom to view all the possibilities for your new windows or to replace your tired, worn-out windows and glass doors. Windows Plus can help you lower your power bills and make your home the talk of the neighborhood. Windows Plus, serving Las Vegas for over 40 years. Windows Plus, 5225 South Valley View at the corner of Alibaba, just south of Tropicana. 702-450-2275. That's 702-450-2275.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
NBC Sports 920, The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Well, tired and so weary, but I must go alone till the Lord
happy birthday to Elvis Presley, the king of rock and roll. And joining us in the studio, we've got a very special, special guest.
Hello, everybody. I'm so excited to be on an Elvis's birthday because many, many people have told me I am the Elvis of presidents. Did you hear that? Many people have said that. Many people.
I think you'd like to be king. Would you like to be king?
I would love to. It would be so much easier to get rid of the Senate, to get rid of the terrible people.
Now, Mr. President, you were supposed to do fake news tonight at 5 o'clock.
Well, you know what? I was going to do the award show, but the response, so incredible. It's even bigger than we thought. Millions and millions of advertising dollars, lots of press. Everyone's won. You know what? Trevor Noah took out a billboard. Stephen Colbert took out a billboard. Everyone wants their fake news award, and it's going to be so big, so big. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. We're going to have all different categories. Like crappy news, fake news, bad reporting, you know, mean people like Jake Tapper, terrible guy, horrible. Couldn't report anything right if he had to.
Yeah, I didn't know there was going to be a word, but what about your friend Steve Bannon?
Listen. excuse me. Not a friend. And by the way, I hardly know the guy. Really, hardly knew him. I'd pass him in the hallway in the White House and met him a few times during the campaign, but really, I don't know the guy. He's a drunk. drunk. I think he's Irish. He's a drunk. He smells like a diaper. I think he's one of those, you know, he's a barfly. He's a barfly. Just sits there and bad and stupid name. Stupid, stupid name. But I wouldn't trust him. I would have said very mean things about me. And I was nice to him, by the way. I was nice to
him.
Now,
what about this new book that came out? What is it called? Fast
Fire
and the Fury?
And Fury. Piece of garbage. It's a work of fiction as far as I'm concerned. All made up. All made up. I am a stable genius. I am a stable genius. I'm absolutely. They say I pick fights with little people. That's not true. That's not true. Rosie O'Donnell is a big fat pig. Now, if she's a little pig, that would be different. That would be different. She's a big pig. Big pig. Big people. Big pig.
Let me ask you another question. I understand you're going to be in Atlanta tonight for the national championship game.
I am going to be there. It's going to be absolutely. Biggest, largest attended game in the history of games. That's how incredible.
And who do you think is going to win tonight, Mr. President, between Alabama and Georgia?
I think it's going to be Georgia because I love both of those states so much. Yeah. I carried both of those states. They're both great states.
Oh, absolutely.
Tremendous
I would
states.
Think you would, being They're down
gonna,
the South.
We're all winners. We're all winners because we're in America. We're in
Jeff
America.
Sessions. Jeff Sessions on marijuana.
Well, Jeff wants to repeal the marijuana thing, and I have to tell you, I think that's a good idea. I think that's it. Marijuana is bad. It's a bad, bad thing. You know, people get addicted to it.
You think it's a gateway drug?
It's a gate. Oh, it's much more than a gateway drug. It's much more than a gateway
it's
drug.
It's a Safeway drug.
It's a Safeway drug, too. It is. It is. But, you know, people make a lot of money off of marijuana, and we should be making that money. Not the states. Not the states.
The federal government.
The federal government should be doing it. But I want to return things to states' rights except the marijuana thing. That should be federal. Everything states' rights except this one thing.
Panel, any question for our president? Our commander-in-chief.
So, Mr. President.
Yes, hello, Mike. I thought I was tall. This guy's really tall. He's really
and
tall.
Smart.
He's very smart. Gaming's a big, you know, I was huge in gaming.
Yes, yes.
Most successful casinos of all time in Atlantic City. Atlantic City. But I got out before it all crashed. That's why I'm a stable genius.
So, are you going to run for re-election?
Oh, I won't even have to. It's going to be a Trump slide. They're going to just... No one builds Trump slides like me. No one builds Trump slides. No, I'm going to run, and I'm going to win. You know why? You know why? And you're going to love this, because you're a businessman. The economy, greatest economy in the history of this country. Stock market through the roof. Consumer confidence through the roof. And all of these companies are repatriating all this money. And everyone's going to be rich. We're all going to be rich. It's going to be great, I have to tell you.
One more question. So there was this rumor out there that you were, for sport, betting all the friends' wives and that you would get them on a speakerphone and get them to say things while their wives were listening. Any truth to that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm very, very competitive. I'm a competitive guy, I have to tell you. I'm very, very competitive.
And what do you think about all the sexual harassment stuff going on in Hollywood?
I think it's terrible. I think it's terrible. Everyone's standing there at the Golden Globes congratulating themselves. Well, don't break your arm patting yourself on the back, because Harvey Weinstein was doing the same crap last year, but no one said anything. Isn't that interesting? I have to tell you. Last night, everyone knew about him, and no one knew about him a year ago. I don't think so. I don't think
so. Oprah for president.
Never going to happen. It's not going to happen.
That's political. I don't know.
Yes.
Vinny's got a question. Coco Vinny.
Well, you know, Mr. President.
By the way, he's a Mexican Jew.
I am a Mexican Jew.
He's a Mexican Jew.
Oprah?
Which I find very. No,
how
he
much
is.
For the wall?
Yeah. Who's really paying for that wall, Mr. President?
Well, you're going to pay for it because you're Mexican.
Yeah, really.
That's right. And I have to tell you, I went to. And this is interesting because I went to Jerusalem. And I went to the Western Wall, and I have to tell you, it works. It works.
Let me tell you something, Trump. I ain't paying for no wall.
Don't worry, don't worry. You won't
bury those cockroaches.
Coco Vinny doing Al Pacino from Scarface.
What a show, man. I ain't paying for no wall.
What a show.
Any special birthday wishes?
Well, there's a lovely, lovely... I have a special message for her. Where is she? I have a special message for Holly Olsen. Holly, if you're is she listening? Is Holly listening?
She might be.
All right. Well, Holly, you will have the best birthday ever. I know birthdays. Nobody sends birthday wishes like me. I send the best birthday wishes. Gold-plated birthday wishes. Trump birthday wishes, the best of the best. Believe me. I'm making birthdays great again.
Because
we weren't allowed to say happy birthday until I was president. Obama outlawed it. He outlawed happy birthday.
Obama's going to be the first guest on David Letterman's new
that
show.
That looks great.
Letterman's going to have a one-hour talk show.
I don't like either one of those guys.
No?
Either one of those guys.
I think,
no.
Mr. President, I think you need a big beard like Letterman has.
No, I like the clean-shaven look. And I'm going to get my physical very, very soon, and I'm going to pass with flying colors.
Dun, 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 dun,
flying
dun,
colors.
Dun, 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 dun. Anyway, we're going to take another commercial break and come on back. And I promise you, we're going to be talking about Golden Knights and hockey. Stay right where you is.
Yes, baby.
Yes.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking. So call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
Hey, Las Vegas, are you building your new dream home, adding skylights, or are you a general contractor looking for the best window treatments in the valley? Windows Plus, the number one window and glass store provider in Las Vegas, invites you to call them for a free estimate or stop by their modern showroom to view all the possibilities for your new windows or to replace your tired, worn-out windows and glass doors. Windows Plus can help you lower your power bills and make your home the talk of the neighborhood. Windows Plus, serving Las Vegas for over 40 years. Windows Plus, 5225 South Valley View, at the corner of Alibaba, just south of Tropicana. 702-450-2275. That's 702-450-2275.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes.
And John, this guy with Vegas Nonstop back to you on the second Monday of January, our first broadcast back, and it's been a good one so far. I've promised our guests that we're going to talk about the Golden Knights and we're going to talk about hockey. Starting it off, Uber fan Mike Dreitzer.
Thank you so much. I've waited a long time for this. And let me first say that that song's perfect because after every win, they play that song.
Correct.
Okay, so it's terrific. And we've heard it 18 times. See, unbelievable. And I want to start off by saying this is the sports story, not only hockey, but the sports story of the year, if not the decade. And here's why.
The decade?
The decade. Since 1960. Listen to this. I did my research. I contacted Elias Sports Bureau. I know this.
What did Elias have to say?
Since 1960, there have been 63 expansion teams in all four major leagues, right? New teams that come in. You know how many of them have had a winning record? How many?
None. Let me guess.
Zero. Okay, you know what the Knights' record is? 29-10-2. Unbelievable.
How many games is that?
41, half the season.
And how many games are in the regular season?
82.
So we're at the halfway point.
We are, which I understand is only half, but they're only going to get better. But think about this. 6 months ago, these guys weren't a team. They didn't play together. They didn't know each other. Think about the teamwork. Think about the genius of George McPhee, the general manager. unbelievable. Sports story of the year, easily.
There's no doubt that McPhee and Gallon, let's not forget Girard.
I would not.
Who has been in hockey for a long time, who turned around, who started off with the Avalanche, who turned around a Florida Panthers organization, who spent time in Montreal on the bench with probably the greatest sports organization of all time.
All true. Big part of it.
You are absolutely right that they've done a great job in building the chemistry, personalities, and culture of the team. And let's not forget Mr. Foley with the show that he's putting on at T-Mobile Arena every night. It's absolutely electric in there. However, as excited as I am, and as much as I've loved watching the Knights succeed the way they have, I will temper your enthusiasm that there is still half a season to play.
Fully understood.
Don't expect them to score 120 points this season and win the President's
Cup.
Fully
understood.
Okay?
Fully understood.
They'll probably make the playoffs, more than likely. I think there's better than a 66% chance right now.
At least, yeah. They have to even play, even if they win another 10 to 15 games, they'll make the playoffs.
Understood. It's been a great story. I don't know about story. Maybe story of the year here in Vegas for sports?
No. I've been back in Philly and New York and other cities, and people are talking about this team. This is an amazing accomplishment.
A Sunday night or a Tuesday night, they draw standing room only 18,000 people.
Last night
people.
Was a record crowd.
Unbelievable.
Granted, the Rangers were in town. We have a lot of New Yorkers in for CES, so there was a lot of hype around the game.
And a lot of New Yorkers who live here.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Which is what the great part about living in this town.
There were more blue jerseys. It was almost 50-50. Absolutely.
Wow,
all I'm
amazing.
Saying is when you think about pro sports.
No doubt.
6 months ago.
Great story.
To where they are now. It's amazing. Just absolutely amazing.
And not only that, because this is a geographically small town, how this city has 100% gotten behind this team in every conceivable way. I can't go anywhere without seeing Knights jerseys, Knights hats. We were at one of the restaurants on Friday night, my girlfriend and I, and the game was on, and the place was bananas. Everybody,
you have to
in
shout
there.
Out her name.
Michelle and I were out, and we were at a restaurant on the Summerlin side, and it was packed with people, and they were all there watching the game, and they were all in the jerseys. I find it so amazing that this town has just embraced this team. This team is so
hungry. It makes it very easy to embrace when they're winning at the rate they're winning.
But also, I'm wondering. It was galvanized again, the events of October 1st galvanized the whole thing.
One October.
Unbelievable.
Just days before the season started, certainly had an impact on the way they came together.
Right. Yeah.
And almost put the city on their shoulders and said, we're going to do it for the city, very similarly to the way the Red Sox did after the Boston Marathon bombing.
Right. Absolutely, and it is a lot of that. But also when you talk about hockey especially, the players, very accessible.
I love
practice
the fact.
Is wide open. People go to
their facility.
Classy owner, up and down. It's just the best sports story. I love everything about it.
I love the fact that guys like you, who came from New York, the East Coast like I did, didn't grow up as a crazy hockey fan.
I knew the Rangers.
You knew the Rangers. You went to some games, but you haven't been to a game in 20 years.
And it was sort of a perfect storm.
And now you are a rabid fan. Like, you can't stop talking about
them. It was a perfect storm for me because I'm a New York Giants fan, so don't have a lot to talk about in football this year.
Clearly.
And just leapt into it. And so I'm sitting up late at night. My wife, Wendy, is wondering what I'm doing in the office, and I'm reading about Corsi scores and plus-minus statistics.
Wow.
That's where I'm at. It's terrific.
Corsi statistics.
Corsi, you know what that is?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I don't know why you want to read that so much.
Yeah, shout out to Wendy. Hi, Wendy. You guys,
by the way, let's note that they beat the Rangers last night with no Henrik Lundqvist in that, but
fair
it was
enough.
Still a very good game. And the guy they had backing him up was absolutely amazing last night.
Well, they'll need him.
By the way, Fleury was amazing last night.
Unbelievable. And the top line, Marchessault and Carlson and Smith. Best line in hockey right now.
Carlson's goal to put him ahead 2-1 was gorgeous, and the pass that got him the puck was beautiful. It's great hockey.
Yeah, so let's just, you know, hope that it keeps going. We think that it will. And I think at the trade deadline is the other point. End of February is a trade deadline.
What are they going to do?
Initially.
Who do we need, Mike? What do we need to make this team great again?
Well, hold on a minute. So initially, hold on.
They're great now.
Yeah, who am I?
Tremendous team. Tremendous team.
So initially.
Give me a little Don Cherry.
The thought was you take out Neil and Perron and somebody get some draft picks and stockpile some picks. That was the first thought, if they weren't as good as they are. Right, you trade those guys at the deadline.
That can't even be a thought now.
Correct. That's my point. There is no way it's going to happen.
You're making his argument.
No, there's no argument.
Okay,
I'm saying initially.
Okay, so in lieu of?
Initially, had they won, you know, 10, 15 games, McPhee would have probably traded those guys to get some picks. Now you don't touch the team. You leave it alone.
Do you get rid of some of your backup goaltending?
Hell no.
None of them?
No,
even after Subban?
Dansk is in witness protection. He got an injury in October. We don't know where he's at. And hockey, the problem is you don't know what's wrong with these guys, right?
It's a lower body injury.
Lower body, yeah. But I think you leave it alone just as it is and you go for it.
You happy?
Very
got your
happy.
Hockey, got your hockey.
Thank you
got
so
your
much.
Hockey talk
we
in.
Only have
so
three
much.
More minutes,
right,
guys. We may want to talk about, I don't
I'm
know, football.
About, yes, I do.
Oh.
Jeffrey with a G. Falcons, Eagles. You like the Eagles, correct?
I do. I'll take the Eagles at home.
Mike?
I like the Atlanta Falcons all the way to the Super Bowl.
Johnny?
Eagles.
Oh, yeah, of course. Vinny?
Atlanta. We're
Atlanta,
taking...
so we got a split decision here.
That's right.
My coconut brother.
Come on,
I like the Eagles. Titans and Patriots. Jeffrey with a G. Are you taking your Patriots?
Patriots have to win. I don't think they
by
cover.
By 13?
No.
Not going to cover 13.
So. I don't think so.
Mike?
I unfortunately, I agree with Jeffrey. Patriots win that game by a touchdown.
Johnny?
I'm same thing, Pat.
Oh, you but not to cover.
Are they covering two touchdowns?
Or 14 points. You don't know.
I'm but taking the Titans. They don't cover.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Okay.
Go on.
All right.
2 minutes.
Johnny, are you Patriots for minus 13?
Yeah, Pat's minus 13.
All right. Sunday games, Jags-Steelers. Jeffrey with a G.
I'm sorry. Unfortunately, the Jags with that terrible offense aren't going to go into Pittsburgh and beat Pittsburgh.
Mr. Dreitzer.
I think Jacksonville will probably lose, but it's going to be field goal. It's going to be a lot closer than people think.
I think I'm going to take a step forward.
These two guys on this one.
Okay. Vinny.
Yeah, I'm with them.
Everybody's taking the Jags.
And then the game of the weekend.
Saints versus the Vikings, the 1:40 game on Sunday. Jeffrey with a G, line one, go ahead.
I love the Vikings at home with that defense, but New Orleans is playing so good right now with Breeze, with the defense, with the running game. I'm taking New Orleans to win the game outright.
Jeffrey, with the money line?
Money line and with the 4 points, definitely.
Mr. Dreitzer.
I will tell you, I mean, at one level, it's Minnesota, and they haven't won since, 1926 or something. But I think that this is the year they'll finally figure it out. I like Minnesota at least
Minnesota.
To get to the championship game.
Minnesota.
Thanks.
Who dat?
Who dat?
Who dat?
Who dat?
Who dat?
Who dat,
man?
Who dat?
Vinny, who you like? Saints?
Who dat?
Yeah,
Saints come marching in.
Oh, yeah, by the way, there's a national championship game tonight.
what is that? Oh, boy.
Alabama,
Georgia.
Alabama.
Yes.
I'm taking Georgia over Bama tonight.
Yeah, all right. Well, I want to thank everybody for joining. Coco, Vinny, Coco.
Thank you. Coco, love.
Dilly,
Coco
dilly,
love,
dilly.
Guys.
Johnny DiDomenico, the best Trump next to Trump on the planet.
And nicer.
And Austin Powers.
Bury those cockroaches.
Eat well, party hard, my friends. Like us and share us. See you next Monday. Please join us on Facebook at Jonathan Scott LV. Jonathan Scott, out.
What reason do you need to be sure?